Radiolab is supported by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Lesson number 5. I feel like oil futures are going to crash today. Furda debier petrol pufta? Now you try.
Next up, producer Tim Howard.
Yes, hi, hello. So when I heard about this story with Emily and the brain port, I immediately called up this guy.
Hey, John, which microphone? Is it this one or this one?
That one there.
Okay.
You might remember him.
I'm David Eagleman. I'm a neuroscientist at Baylor College of Medicine.
Called him up because I came across this thing that he's working on that is sort of like the next generation of crazy. It's called the VEST,
which stands for the Variable Extrasensory Sensory Transducer. And it's a vest that you wear underneath the clothing. And this vest has 24 motors on it, little vibratory motors, just like the ones in your cell phone. And
the vest connects to your phone.
So we pick up sound.
Hi, this is Time Warner Cable calling with an opportunity for you to provide us with valuable feedback.
Through a cell phone. And the cell phone does all the computational work to then convert that sound into patterns of vibration on the vest. And you feel a buzzing all over your torso. Bzzz, different motors running at different amplitudes. It actually changes every 20 milliseconds, so it's a moving pattern. And it might seem impossible that you could actually extract something useful about what's being said.
But when David brings deaf volunteers into the lab and has them do a particular training on the vest, he says that over the course of 12 days,
people get really good at word recognition.
Somehow they begin to intuitively recognize that this means hi, or blue, or chair.
If you tried to concentrate on it and figure out how each motor translates to some part of that sound, you would never figure it out. But the good news is, you don't have to do it consciously. The brain is a specialist at extracting statistical information.
And because the brain is so good at this kind of translation, says David, what he really wants to do is use this vest to create new senses.
So what if you fed in stock market data?
Ock at 10.
Ock 70 bit.
5, 25.
So 25. Ock 75 bit at 78.
And converted that into the buzzing.
Could you develop an immediate perceptual experience of the economic movements of the planet? And would you, without having any conscious awareness of how or why you're feeling a certain way, could you have an intuition like, you know, I kind of feel like oil futures are going to crash today?
You wouldn't be analyzing all this information, you would just feel it.
We're also working on feeding in,
you are seeing a tremendous amount of rainfall,
real-time weather data from the, let's say, 200 miles around you.
Question is,
would you end up having an intuition,
Peekskill ice storm, oh,
that's better than what the weatherman can tell you on the news?
Or this one.
What if we took 500,000 tweets per second, passed it through some natural language processing to sort of have a higher level summary of what's going on.
And pump all that information through the vest.
Would you develop a sense of what's happening on the planet where you suddenly say, ooh, I feel like something just happened in Nairobi. And, oh, I think the Canadians have just, you know, finalized their election of something. And I don't know what this will be like yet, but there's no reason to expect any limit on what the brain will be able to develop an immediate perceptual experience about.
More experiments in translation in a moment.
This is Darlene calling from Kampala, Uganda. Radiolab is supported in part by the National Science Foundation and by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, enhancing public understanding of science and technology in the modern world. More information about Sloan at www.sloan.org.